will give you understanding. When we were children, when we cried to God, he answered immediately.
Yes. Amen.
And then with time, he started maturing us, mm-hmm. where he started requiring us to walk and live by faith.
Amen.
And it takes many of us all our lives to just get it together. To know that just because you haven't seen anything doesn't mean that God has not done it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Look at James 1:12, a very familiar text. Okay, one to go. Let's read. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Let's try one more time. One, two, go. All of us read. Some of you were not reading. One, two, go.
Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised
to them that love him. Amen. It's amazing how you can read a scripture you've known all your life, and then it leaves that page. Goes into your heart and your eyes open. Immediately, you understand things that your eyes have been closed to. You remember those two guys to Emmaus?
Yeah.
He said their eyes were withholding.
Yeah.
I called it the fight for the crown of life. Do you know that many believers don't know that a lot of things that are going on with us right now is a qualification for crowns?
Amen.
The fight in your life.
Amen.
They're telling you to qualify so that when you cross over, it won't just be that you made it into heaven, but that you get crowned.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't want to make it to heaven and you'll be picking up garbage for the rest of eternity. A fight for the crown of life.
Amen.
He said that the crown of life is given when a man endures temptation. So you see immediately that God doesn't answer you many times because they're qualifying you. They're telling you to endure this thing because that's a crown to gain.
Yes.
But most times we're discouraged. We feel that he's not answering quick enough. Instead of knowing that you're qualifying to rule and to reign. Hallelujah. Come on, am I preaching to anybody in this room? It's a stress reliever. Reliever. It's a deliverance.
Amen.
Now you understand why you've been praying and praying and praying and praying and you don't say anything. I was reading. I used a Bible reading plan before the church put out this one. So I'm so far deep into that one. And I was reading Job 42. And after I read the discourse between God and Job, you know what I said? I said, shoot. If the man, after start going through this hell and high water, losing all his children, all his wealth, and then suffering boils and maggots eating him, and all that pain, and suffering, and yet,
hallelujah. Amen.
What you talking about? What have you gone through?
Amen.
And at the end of that thing, Job was repented. He said, "Who is it that darkeneth understanding by words without knowledge?" He said, "I thought I knew what I was talking about in my pain." And when God came along, God didn't apologize.
Amen. Amen.
And said, okay, now I'm sorry, you know. It was this little thing between me and the devil, and I just wanted to see how much you can handle. No, he said, where were you when I created the earth? Huh? And he started naming his pedigree. Hey, come on, beloved, are you hearing? He started naming the things he created, his marvelous works, his signs, and his wonders. I put my hands on my head. I said, okay, if Job has to repent, then what do I have to say? He said, blessed is the man. You haven't connected with glory, the realm of blessing, until you're going through pain. And you worship anyway. And you put up with it. You are hurting, but you understand that there is a crown to gain. He said, you're blessed. This is not money. He said, you're blessed. This is the glory becoming resident. He said, you endure. You endure. So by the time you leave me, then you should. I was giving testimony how Jesse the Plantist told us, you know, to make a list for God. He said, God told him, Jesse, put me to work. And then somebody countered when I was saying, he said, well, but God told you, stop irritating me with your list.
Amen.
So I better stay with my own covenant. Because when you see that God has done great things over here, you don't know that what he's about to do with you is greater. So you are given a higher. Hallelujah. Woo, who am I preaching? You don't look sideways. You don't know what's on your ticket. What's on your delivery list. What God has purposed for you. Your pain is tailored for you. Your trial is tailored for you. The reason we have flukes and flakes in this kingdom of today is because people are running from pain.
Amen.
They endure nothing. He said, you're blessed when you endure.
Amen.
You know what it means? To put up with things. He said, because when you are tried, you will be rewarded with a crown of life.
Amen.
See, now watch. The nuance of the text is so rich that if you read it in a hurry, you miss it.
Amen.
He says you're blessed if you endure temptation.
Yeah. Amen.
Because after you have been tried.
Amen.
He said when? In King James. But after you've been tried. He says, you will receive the crown of life. Watch. Which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
Amen.
What is he telling you? If you don't love him, pain will make you say the wrong thing. If you don't love him, frustrations will drive you to curse. But when you love him, you look Satan in the face and say, I don't care what you're putting me through. I don't care what I'm going through. But I still love him. Isn't that what Job says? Though he slay me, yet. So many people quit going to church because of one disappointment or another. No, you don't love him. You came for what you can get. And he knows it, so he waited for you to run out of your little patience. And you declared yourself. Because he knows once you got what it is, you want it, you will leave him anyway.
Amen.
He said he promised this to those who love him. But watch, look at what you have done. As soon as I read that text, you read it with me twice. You read into it what he didn't say. Do you know what he read into it? You will get the crown of life after you die. Come on, tell the truth. That's what you read into it. He didn't say that you will get the crown after you die. I told you I was in New York, JFK. The line was long to the TSA. And I kept going. I didn't think anything. And I came to the young woman. She said, "Who are you?" I said, "Well, I'm an apostle." He says, "I saw you among all these people. And you were glowing." He said, "It was a light on you. And everybody was dark. And I prayed to the Lord to make the line fall so you will come to me. So I can get an understanding of what I'm looking at." Hallelujah. You see, for those that have eyes to see. Oh, glory to God. Eh? This is why when the Lord Jesus appeared, there was no scripture to give any understanding about what the glory of the only begotten of Son of God would look like. But when the people saw it, they knew it. Why? We are all programmed. It's only pride and familiarity that blinds us. So when we are relating on a daily basis, now you can see. But as soon as the man steps away from you, light is shining everywhere. If a crown is sitting on you, devils see it. Angels see it. People see it. I'm not waiting to die to be crowned. I'm collecting crowns now. So since I got this message, I started factoring it. I mean, if you remember your little algebra you were running from, you know how they teach you fractions and factorings. You factor things into life. So I factor this message into my pain, into my hurts and experiences. I said, I'm qualifying for more things, for more glory, for more crowns. Hallelujah. I want to run on the high places of the earth. I quit running with turkeys. Hallelujah. Give me some eagles. He said, the Lord has promised this crown to those who love him. To those who love him. If you don't love him, you can't endure. When God graduates you from your kindergarten trials, and then they put you in these realms where you have to push against the opposition, the enemy and his terror and his fierce anger. Sometimes I feel like in my life, he so hates the favor of God with me. He just wants to, I said, keep salivating. They won't let you touch me. Ooh, glory to God. You see, it goes back to what I was telling you in the first message. He says it's a promise. If you believe it,
amen.
You know him who promised it.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Amen.
And that you're going to get crowned anyway.
Amen.
Come on. With all the craziness you've been through in this life, and you came out empty-handed, isn't it time to suffer for something that will pay you off? Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that endure it. They don't rush in with the answer in this realm. You have to actually endure it. Okay. That is such a foreign language to many of you sitting in this room. Do you know what endure means? It doesn't mean 5 minutes after. You say, okay, now. No. He says, a man that endureth, you know this. It's a practice. Endureth temptations. Endure it. He said, because you're qualifying for the crown. Years ago, I had this vision. All of a sudden, I saw myself. I didn't know that it was heaven. I saw myself, and I saw all these people as far as the eyes can see. And they all had plain white robes on. So, I went and joined a group. It was like about 20 or 30 people in a circle talking. And then when I joined them, all I heard were regrets. And I was wondering, I thought when you get to heaven, you'll be jubilant and excited. And I kept pondering it until it's like the group was over here. And then when I looked to the left, I noticed that was a throne there. And it was two angels on each side of the throne. So what happens? You come and you go to the throne. And when you arrive, the angel on the right will do like this and pull up a scroll. And it will be God's perfect plan and purpose for your life. Then the angel of the left will pull a scroll. And it will be the life you actually lived. And most of those people that were in that group talking wanted to come back to earth and do it over. But it wasn't possible. You only have this one time. Nobody gets two chances. Sorry for those of you that believe in reincarnation. As John Hagee said, he said, so now that mouse that just got caught on the trap or run across the street, that's your Uncle Harry that in his migration. They all had regrets. And they wanted to return. That's when I knew that God was warning me. That's when I knew I was hanging with turkeys, people without destiny. And we were relating as if we were equals in the spirit. And when I withdrew myself from them, 90 days later, God said, get up and start your ministry. I didn't know that the Mickey Mouse strife of who will have what meeting in what room was going to take my destiny from me. You don't know how many Mickey Mouse things you're allowing to take major things from you. But because you don't have a prophet in your life, you're not listening to what I'm telling you. But you're going to be like all those people God showed me. And he was warning me, don't end up like them. Hallelujah. You notice, I told you earlier on, he warned me, balance that thing you preached. I don't want to find you in that column. When God loves you, he was warning you. And he will continue to warn you if you take his correction and keep obeying. But when you get hard-headed, he quits talking. No, he keeps talking to me because once he speaks, I make corrections. That's why you got here this morning, because you kept turning that steering. And then you stayed on the road. That's how you made it here. If you refuse, I don't believe in turning. You will be at Grady. God is talking to all of us. Even some of you, he was talking to you before you got saved. So you can't say you're not hearing from God. Even the young people rebelling, they're hearing from God. Yeah. You're hearing. He said, you are blessed when you endure. So, watch. When I looked away from the throne, I saw a very few people. But the way this life is arranged is the same thing that happens with money. You say, when you don't have, they take from you the little you have and give to the person that has a lot. All you can do is burn up your spleen, but nobody will pay you any attention. Amen. Watch. All these people, as far as eyes can see, we just have plain white robes on. But there were a few people. They didn't have one crown on. They were loaded with crowns. That's when I understood how I thought I always wondered, how will one person wear five crowns or six crowns? No. What I saw was it had a base. And these crowns were, they're shaped like they're crowns, but they're not huge. They sit on that base. So some had five. But watch, the number of crowns determines the level of shine or glory.
Amen.
These guys were shining like the sun, while all the other people were just regular folks wearing white robes. And the vision ended. You have to know that you are running for something.
Amen.
You are not in church to get your bills paid.
Amen.
Or to get a husband.
Amen.
Or to find a wife.
Amen.
That may be in the benefit package.
Amen.
But the main race is him.
Amen.
You learn during the fast that heaven is winning Christ. One of the things you should be running for in 2024 is the crowning of the Lord. You know, the Bible speaks about seven crowns that believers should be running to obtain. But most people don't know they exist. You have the crown of life. You have the crown of rejoicing. You have, don't remember the other ones right now, but these crowns are ours, and the conditions are clear. I gave the testimony of having this vision of the judgment seat of Christ. I didn't recognize it was heaven because all the people were expressing regrets until I looked from the direction of the throne and saw the two angels with the scrolls. One scroll is God's perfect plan and purpose for your life. And then the other scroll is the actual life you lived. And when people saw the blueprint of the original, they all wanted to come back to the earth, but there's no second chance. Whatever you have to do, do it now. Whatever sacrifices you have to make for God, do it now. That's why the serpent, remember that when man fell, it was the serpent that deceived them. That's the serpent has now gone into the earth, telling you, you don't tithe. Don't tithe. No, no, no. Oh, you're giving your money to the building. These are the serpents. These are the serpents to cause you to fall again. Adam came, the serpent came and stole it. The last Adam has come, and now the serpent has come to steal it again. You need to hear the word of resurrection and deliver yourself. There's a crown to gain. And he said, blessed is the man that endured temptation. Wow, these things heal me. Then I come and preach it. You see, because if you recognize that a crown will come out of what you're enduring, it makes up for the pain. So that's why God is not delivering me as fast as I desire. I'm qualifying for a crown. When in my flesh, I want immediate resolve. But they're preparing me for eternal life, to rule and reign with Jesus. Most of the people I saw in heaven, they just had, you know, white robes on, and that was it. Very few people had crowns, and some had a lot of them, and some were shining like the sun. That's the group I want to be in.
those that made sacrifices for God, he said that those that win souls will shine like the stars. That's why he said, if you win souls, you're wise. And God said to us, get me 3 souls this year. He said, I'll answer your prayers. Hallelujah. If you bear fruit, he will answer your prayers. John 15. Learn it. You've already received enough for free. So if they're telling you to earn something, you better know that it is legitimate. God has to get fruit for all the investments he has made in your life. It's not wrong doctrine. It's not against the grace message. It is the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. And when you know to do right and you don't do it, he said to you, it is sin. So don't run from the word that balances out the testimony of grace. It's all by grace. Even the ability to do the right thing is the grace of God working in your life. But being lazy and unprofitable is not the right response to grace. And it's going to lead to weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord Jesus said these things himself. So it is nothing you can ignore. I know some of you, the serpent has crept in, and now you say, oh, Paul said that. It's the word of God. He said it by the Holy Spirit, and it was the word of God before you were born, and it's not going to now become the word of God if you decide or if you don't decide. No, it's the word of God. The serpent must be crushed. Step on him in your life. You have to win your crown in Jesus' name. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus that the grace of God will fall on you, that God will heal your pain and help you receive this word, that you are being crowned through your pain. Receive and doubt not. Receive and reject it not. Receive that the blessing will fall on you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You can call the prayer line. They're there waiting on you. But always act on your faith and put your seed in the ground for breakthrough. God bless you. We'll conclude this week tomorrow. Bye-bye.